Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Are we the first three? Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I had the
Are you Linda?
Yes, hi.
Nice to meet you, Linda. I'm Rose.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
I'm Bobby.
Yes, I think you were there last one, weren't you?
Yes, I
Yes.
was.
Bob, I only see the top of your head.
Oh, let me adjust it. I'm new at it. I'm not good at this stuff.
There you go. That's better.
You.
I see you now.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, how are you?
So far, so good.
Oh,
See how the day goes.
I
Hey, Rose.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Mitch.
Raining pretty crazy here, Mike. If it's not at you, it's coming your way.
I'm worried about losing power in the middle of this. So if
Yeah.
I suddenly disappear,
Because the ice cream truck came by and you ran out.
So I take it you're having bad weather out there.
We are.
Crazy.
I'm looking out my window at the sun.
Oh, are you? Where are you? In Middletown? Where are you?
I'm in Middletown.
Middletown, yeah. Now it was raining, and then now it was a lot of thunder, lightning, and it looks like it's quieted down now, but it comes and goes. So
I'll get that by the end of this meeting.
Probably. It's traveling your way.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Looks like some of you guys have nice sunny windows out there.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, it's overcast. It looks much brighter than it actually is here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my house too. It's actually very dark out, but right, the windows appear bright. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's raining like cats and dogs here for the past hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, major thunder and lightning too.
I think that's coming our way. So.
Oh, where are you, McKinley?
Asbury Park.
Oh yeah, it'll be there. Well, actually, it's actually heading southeast.
Maybe it'll miss us.
Might miss it. It's heading towards like Lakewood, Ocean Township.
It hit us really hard yesterday. It was really intense.
So, one, two. So we do not have a quorum.
We need one more person.
I think Pat's going to be on too. We text Pat to make sure she's kind of be coming on so we get our quorum.
This will be a very short meeting.
And we technically have another minute, so.
I just texted Pat and letting her know we need a quorum. She said yes. Okay.
Was there anything that we need to vote on tonight, or just listen to the proposal?
Well, technically, you're voting to authorize me to sign the open space letter. So
that's, I guess we do need quorum.
Yeah, that's just a few, 5 minutes. And then Mike, just to update us on guidance on in-person meetings versus the video meetings. That's 5 or 6 minutes. So
three.
There you go. We're talking.
Well, if you read the memo, it's
even it's one.
Yeah. Okay. This topic's going great.
You have a little feedback, Rose.
Now, Pat said yes, but it looks like she's not in the waiting room at all, Linda.
I don't see her now.
You don't see her? Nobody else is scheduled to come on today? Do we know?
Did Nancy say she could not make it?
I haven't heard from anyone other than Ms. Curtis and Mr. Young saying that they couldn't make it.
So. All right. Okay. Usually Tom or Nancy are available. Let me see. I think I have Nancy's cell phone. Text her. I mean, she can't be riding her horses with this weather. So.
Do you want me to text her?
Yeah, you do that. I'm doing the same. I don't know. I have her email. I don't know if I have her.
I have her thing joining our meeting. Need quorum. Okay. Sending her one too.
Surprised I don't have her cell phone.
Okay, Nancy just said okay.
Okay. Okay.
So that means she should be coming into the waiting room soon. It's been nice not having to wear a mask when I go to ShopRite. Because half the time I would walk in, I'm like, ooh, I forgot my mask, and I had to run back to my car.
Yeah, they're not littered in my car anymore like they were before.
I tell you, it's so nice.
I just hate to think of the amount of extra garbage that was generated this past plus year.
Yeah, yeah.
I've thought about that too, because I've seen a few of them get discarded on the beach here. You know, someone dropped them or lost it or something, and it always kind of makes me sad every time I see one.
Oh, you see them in the parking lots on the ground. I know. It's like, oh, come on. You know, couldn't you have just at least just put it in the garbage?
And nobody wants to pick up someone else's mask.
No, no, you don't want to. You don't want to touch that.
It's like the worst thing possible.
I went with a cloth one that I just washed and rewore.
Yeah.
But understanding that it wasn't supposed to work well. Here's Pat calling me. Let me find out. Hi, Pat. You're not getting on? Did you try are you trying to get in through the phone number or Zoom? Okay. Yeah. No, you can't click it. You have to actually copy and paste it to, you have to open up your like browser and you have to paste the link and then go to the link. Oh, like if you go into, what do you use, Chrome or Google? Yeah, if you go to Google and, yeah, paste the link and paste the number all the way to the end where it has the number, and then put it on your, you know, in your, it should. If you hit the return, now go to Google and put it into the, and then just hit the return. It should take you right to a Zoom page, and then you just say, you know, log in. You don't even have to log in, just use the link. Yep. Mills. Are you sure you copied the right thing? Let me look at it. It's the first line. It says join Zoom meeting in the agenda, and it has HTTPS. /112 Okay, so and you were in there and it didn't give you anything. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it myself and I'll tell you exactly what shows up. Linda, I might come in twice. Okay. So I'm just trying to make sure. You paste it and I'm gonna go in. Okay, and it has a Zoom. It goes right into the Zoom. Yes. Yeah. Then it says join a meeting. Nothing. How about the phone number? You want to call in? Okay, so I'm gonna hang up so you can call in, and you have that phone number is right below it. Let me give you the phone number. Well, the thing is, I can't give you the phone number because you got to call via your phone. That you're on the phone with me.
And the phone numbers are in the. In the
Rose, if she might want to enter the way I entered this meeting, which is just to go on the internet, zoom.us, and then hit join a meeting, and then you just have to plug in the meeting ID number. And
So why don't you try this? Mike suggested this, Mike Stagg. Just go to zoom.com.
Zoom.us.
Yeah, go to Zoom account and just enter the ID. The ID is the last numbers, and just put the ID in.
I'm here.
Nancy. Okay, so if you go onto the Zoom, right, and you go into your account, just just type in the 9225936112. That's the log. That's the unique ID.
Do you still need somebody else?
I'm trying to help Pat come in.
Pat's not coming in.
So Rose, why don't you just let Pat do whatever she does? We have Nancy. It's not a heavy lift today.
Okay, I'll put you on speaker so you can listen, okay? All right, let me put you on speaker. Okay, guys, I'm going to put her on speaker, so she's going to come through my cell. Okay?
Okay.
So Pat's on speaker.
All right, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. Welcome everybody to the June 9th meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board. Linda, would you please read the statement of adequate notice?
Let the minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and filed with the Township Clerk on the same day.
Okay, thank you. Would everyone please stand and join me for flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, everybody. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Ms. Butch?
Yes.
Mayor Dorfman? Absent. Deputy Mayor Grabelia?
Here.
Ms. Curtis is absent. Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Here.
Mr. Pato? He's absent. Vice Chairman Pepe? Absent. Mr. Ziner?
Present.
Ms. Penny? Absent. And Mr. Young's absent.
Okay. Thank you. First, just confirm, Linda, we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And appreciate everyone jumping on tonight. I know it's a crummy, rainy night. First agenda item is approval of our minutes from May 12th. I believe Linda distributed the minutes. Unless anyone has any questions or comments, we'd look for a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll move.
Okay, I'll second it.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Any comments or additional questions? Seeing none, Linda, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabelia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is public comment. This is an opportunity for any members of the public that would like to comment on anything not otherwise scheduled for discussion before the board. Is there any members of the public here? And if they are, would they please raise their hands? Linda, I don't see anybody. You don't see anybody?
I don't see anyone either.
Okay. All right. So then we will close the public comment portion. Next is a substantive matter, which is a review and recommendation of the Open Space Preservation Council's 2021 Local Government Stewardship Application. So we have a draft letter that was prepared for the board's signature by my signature. And the topic is this, and as I see it, is this letter and this request consistent with our master plan? And then the board, of course, can discuss any matters they want. So I wanted to turn it over to McKinley and see if she'd give us a quick overview and provide her guidance.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I will give the quick overview of what the proposal is, but I'll caveat that was saying if Pat wants to jump in and correct me if I misrepresent anything, by all means, please go ahead. I don't want to do that.
Recording in
That was the phone.
Sorry, go ahead.
We're all good? All right, so as the chairman mentioned, the Township's Open Space Preservation Council is applying for a stewardship grant to continue the preservation efforts at the Township-owned property located at 28 Burnt Tavern Road. This property was previously acquired by the Township under various county programs, the Green Acres Planning Initiative Program, the Municipal Open Space Grant, and the Monmouth Conservation Foundation. So the property is conserved for open space and is protected from future development. So the current grant, the stewardship grant that the council is seeking, would provide for additional education opportunities on this property, including a walking trail, as well as informative signs that would provide education about invasive species or local species. Local species. They will be maintaining the invasive species to make sure that those do not take over, and they will be managing them to ensure that they are removed from the site should they arise. But the educational signs will provide information about the property and the ecosystems of Millstone in this particular area that is within the Barnegat Bay watershed. There is also going to be a bird blind as well as scheduled bird watching, photography, those kind of passive recreational activities that can occur on the site. So that is what the grant, that is the kind of very basic summary of what the grant is. We are here to review that in light of the master plan of the township. And I can say very confidently and wholeheartedly that the master plan 100% supports this application for this grant. I will call out a few specific objectives, but really almost every objective in the master plan supports this application. But specifically under the open space recreation and conservation objectives, I'll call out A, C, and D. A being prioritizing open space preservation that has the dual benefit of conserving environmentally sensitive natural features. C, encourage recreational activities that build off Millstone's inherent natural and scenic qualities, such as long distance cycling, bird watching, and other similar forms of recreation. And D, establish scenic corridors that represent the showcase and natural beauty and environmental qualities of the township. Again, there's many, many more beyond that, but I think those three are the key ones that I will provide my recommendation as being supportive of this application.
Okay, thank you very much. So with that, we have a draft letter that was submitted for my signature, and that's what McKinley reviewed to confirm her recommendation. So unless there's any questions or comments from anyone, I would suggest that the next step would be a motion to authorize me to sign the letter on behalf of the board, which I'd be happy to do. And I'll make that motion and ask if there's a second or any comments.
I'll second it. I'm just caveated. I'm also on the open space, which is our grant. And I think it's definitely this grant. The good thing about this grant is from the Green Acres, where it's a 50 matching grant, 50% matching grant. So if we spend 50,000, they'll match 50,000. If we spend 100, they'll match 100,000. It's a great grant, and it'll go a long way.
Right, I'll second it.
All right, thank you, Nancy. So we have first and a second. Any additional comments or thoughts?
I would just like to add one comment. This grant also will connect this trail to other existing trails in town, so that it will not be a standalone trail. It will be a destination from other sites as well.
Okay.
Yeah, across the street is a property that we own that, you know, we can connect to a trail right at that location, which is, it's perfect for that.
All right. Unless there's anything else, the positive comments are fantastic. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Ms. Butch?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Gribelia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
And Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I'll sign the letter and scan it, email it to Linda for distribution after we hang up. We don't have any other identified business on our agenda, and I'm not aware, Linda, of any old business, but there is a topic of new business. I had asked Mike to take a look at the legal parameters of whether we can stay virtual or do we have to go live, and without giving anyone my thoughts, which are probably obvious. Mike, why don't you give us a summary of your memo, which I do appreciate you preparing so quickly.
Sure. The memo just deals with, I guess, two questions. The first question, which isn't the first item in the memo, the first item in the memo really talks about Executive Order 242, which made effective May 28th the rescission of a lot of the majority of restrictions previously imposed. It does now provide that individuals in indoor public spaces are not required to wear masks, regardless of their ability to maintain 6 feet of distance from other individuals or groups. Individuals who are not fully vaccinated recommended, but it's not required that they continue, but they should continue to wear masks in indoor public spaces. Entities overseeing public spaces are permitted to restrict their requirements regarding mask wearing in indoor settings. Thus, you could require masks. And you could require social distancing if you wish to continue to do that at this point. That may dissolve fairly soon, but right now you have the ability to do that. And entities overseeing public spaces cannot restrict people from wearing masks. So if somebody wants to wear a mask because they're concerned about their physical health and they don't want to have the risk, the possibility of contracting from someone who may not have been vaccinated and is irresponsible and doesn't disclose that they haven't been vaccinated and comes in without a mask and not social distancing, they can wear a mask. And that the requirements for 6 foot distancing at indoor gatherings is rescinded. And then there's a provision that no municipalities can enact or enforce rules or regulations that would interfere with the provisions of 244, except that municipalities are permitted to impose additional restrictions in response to COVID-19 regarding mask requirements for individuals. So that in this case, a zoning or planning board could say, we want everybody to wear a mask and that's another thing that's set forth on page 2, can't inquire of someone's vaccination status. It's not permissible to do that, so that people who weren't vaccinated can't be interrogated before entering a meeting as to whether or not they've been vaccinated or not, or required to show proof of it. So that, that's a potential issue in continuing to have in-person meetings at this point under the regulations. The first question is, can land use boards still continue to conduct meetings remotely by virtual means? And the response to that from my perspective is yes. First of all, under NJSA 5227D-18.11, you are permitted to hold virtual meetings where there is a state of emergency. Now, the new order 204, the executive order, that eliminates and terminates the public health state of emergency. However, there were two states of emergency in executive order 103. There was a public health state of emergency and then just a general state of emergency because of COVID. That allows a bunch of things to happen within the state. That state of emergency continues. So since that is still there, it seems to me that you can still utilize that section of the statute to authorize to continue remote meetings. Secondly, it continues to be in my opinion that 5227D-1811 was really never necessary in the first place, because the Open Public Meetings Act permits public bodies to conduct meetings by means of communication equipment. And it doesn't say only in state of emergencies, it says they can use it when it's convenient. And Zoom or typical similar formats, as far as I'm concerned, constitute communication equipment. So it seems to me that under either statute, if you want to continue with remote meetings for the time being until COVID is completely erased and all restrictions are gone, you could do that. If you want, you can conduct in-person meetings. So those in-person meetings could have potential things that you need to consider. First of all, there's no problem with fully vaccinated persons attending maskless and without social distancing. If there's concern with respect to individuals who have not been vaccinated, the first problem is you can't inquire persons whether or not they have been or require proof of it. So someone coming in without a mask and you say, have you been vaccinated? They can say that's an improper question. And I choose not to answer that. And that's basically an honor system. So that's one potential issue if you decide you want to go back into in-person meetings. It's something you don't have control over. The second item is that mask wearing could be, and social distancing could be imposed for all. And you can say, fine, you know, since we don't know, we don't want to have a risk, we can impose rules and regulations under the laws. So everybody has to mask up and everybody has to social distance. And that's fine, except that presents issues in some towns with where can you hold a meeting and have enough room to social distance everyone and not have someone come to the door and be told you can't come in because we're maxed out. And if that happens, then you have to stop the meeting and reschedule everything. So that's not a good thing. So those are things that the board has to consider when deciding whether or not to resume in-person meetings right now, or whether to continue with remote meetings for the foreseeable future, and possibly with the way things are trending, maybe by August, September, we'll have a new set of, we'll have a new relaxation.
All right, wait, Mike, take a break. I'll take over.
I need water.
Yeah, all right. You want
to jump over and get a glass of water?
Yeah, go get a drink. There you go. So now we can talk about Mike, finally. We can say what they think. So
so enlightening, he was all choked up.
So my take on this is we have flexibility. That's the takeaway. And my suggestion is the combination of we're just starting to not wear masks and it's all a little new to those of us that, I think as Rose said, whether you're going shopping or anywhere, it's weird. That coupled with the summer vacation season, and some of us may want to dial in from Aruba or Florida or whatever you want to. My easy suggestion is kind of where Mike was going. Let's stay the course. Let's keep doing what we're doing and revisit this come September. And let's see how the country has trended. Let's see what other boards are doing. And if in the meantime, Linda says, wow, we have a monster application and we think we got to do this in person, at least we know that we have the flexibility to make that happen.
I agree.
This meeting is an example of the benefit of a remote meeting because you've got a quorum because you're remote.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no doubt about it. And even though we live here, Mike, and you or McKinley, Linda would have to travel, even though we live here, it's still really, really nice just to do it from home, aside from everything else. All right. So unless anyone has any objections, let's hang tight with this format and let's revisit it in our August meeting and let's see where we are. Maybe we roll that to September. But for now, Linda, on our August agenda under new business or old business, just put revisit live meetings, and just so we have a placeholder to think about it.
Sure.
And till then, let's stay safe out there.
Good.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. I knew we asked Nancy to join us for a reason. All right. We're all going to second it, and we're all in favor of that one, Nancy. Aye. Thank you.
Aye. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Stay safe. Good night.